The Association of Optometrists, AOP, is today calling for a change in the law that would see all UK drivers required to prove that their vision meets the legal standard every 10 years. According to the AOP's Voice of Optometry survey, more than a third of optometrists have seen a patient in the past month who had vision below the legal standard, yet continue to drive against advice. Here to tell us more about the survey is Henry Leonard, Professional Advisor for the Association of Optometrists. So Henry, who are the AOP and how was this survey carried out?
Right, so we are the Association of Optometrists and we represent over 80% of all optometrists throughout the UK. And the recent survey we carried out shows that one in three optometrists have seen a patient in the last month who continues to drive despite their vision being below this legal standard. And that's why we're launching our new campaign, which we call Don't Swerve a Sight Test. So we're encouraging all drivers to visit their optometrist at least once every 2 years for a sight test, but we're also calling for a change in the law.
Was this just optometrists involved in the survey? Were drivers asked questions as well?
We have also surveyed the public to find out their opinion on driving and vision and whether they think there ought to be a change in the law as well.
When you're saying these drivers were below the legal standards, was it varying degrees? How low did it fall?
Absolutely. So in the UK, there are really three standards that you need to meet for driving for normal car licences. The first is being able to read the number plate at 20 metres, and that's what you get checked when you take your driving test for the first time. The other checks that you need to be able to do are reading to a certain level on the letter chart when you visit your optician, and also having a normal field of peripheral vision as well. But the problem is, in the UK, the only check that's done is on many drivers is when they take their driving test. It's just that initial number plate check. So we're calling for a change in the law so that a full sight test is part of the driver licensing process, both when you get your license for the first time and also when you come to renew it every 10 years.
So that's the DVLA rules?
Exactly, yes.
Now, has there been many accidents or deaths on our roads, Henry, that are linked to these findings?
Well, it's been estimated that almost 3,000 injuries on our roads every year are caused by drivers with poor vision. And we know from our research that 30% of UK motorists have doubted whether their own vision is good enough behind the wheel. And of course, we are familiar with that high-profile media case that comes up periodically where somebody, a driver or a pedestrian, has been killed by a driver whose vision has later been discovered to be well below the required standard.
What happens to a driver if they have been found to be driving with poor eyesight?
Well, firstly, I should say that in most cases, as optometrists, we can improve people's vision with glasses or contact lenses to help them meet the vision standard. Or simply by, if they have an eye disease such as glaucoma or cataracts, that's something that we can pick up as part of the routine sight test and get treated. So it's really a very positive message. You know, for the vast majority of people, we can help them to keep driving safely.
And finally, Henry, how can listeners find more information about your campaign?
Yeah, so you can visit our website, which is www.aop.org.uk/don't-swerve.
Brilliant. Henry Leonard from the Association of Optometrists, thank you very much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.